America Extension Almanac.
It's been said that a weed is a plant whose virtues haven't been discovered yet. Can the same thing be said about insects that we consider pests? Nebraska Extension entomologist Jody Green says there are several factors involved that we decide whether something is beneficial or harmless, as opposed to something that needs to be controlled.
Well, a pest is something that you don't want there. And it can be a plant. It can be an organism like an insect or a bird or some type of mammal. Let's think about rabbits in the garden or squirrels in the backyard. So it can be damaging. It can be annoying. It can cause structural damage. All of those things can be considered pests. But it really depends on the location or situation and the population. So maybe one ant or one beetle isn't a big deal. But if you've got 30 on, let's say, your eggplant, that might be a problem because it's going to cause significant damage that will decrease your harvest. And also the education and experience. So when it comes to stinging insects like wasps, someone who's had a bad experience may want to get rid of all the wasps in their garden. And other people who have an experience with like bees in a positive way, let's say they're beekeepers, they're going to want to encourage bees. And if they know a lot more about pollination and the services that insects provide, they may be a little more apt to having them in their yard and encouraging them and attracting them. So spiders in the home, we know that they're predators. And so they take care of a lot of the invertebrate pests around, silverfish, flies, other crawling insects. However, many people have a fear of spiders, so they don't like them there. But when you think about why they're there in the first place, they're able to survive there. That means they have enough food in that spot. So the reason they're pests is because people don't want them there, but they're not necessarily doing bad things, and they're definitely not out to get humans. Well, if you're thinking about garden pests, I would say that you're growing something that you want to harvest, you want to eat. So your goal, in some words, is called a cash crop, what you're trying to protect. So any type of insect would become a pest because that may be damaging your crop. But you have to identify what that organism is to determine if that is a damaging organism. We often get misidentifications of beneficial insects. So those are ones that are predators, maybe, such as ladybugs with aphids. So you want to be able to identify which insects are the beneficials and which ones are the pests. An example of an insect that plays a very beneficial role in the environment are termites, because termites break down cellulose, which is super abundant, and that's how we can recycle nutrients back into the world, into the earth, into the garden, into the forests. However, if termites get in your garden and start eating your tomatoes or rhubarb, they are going to become pests. And if they get into your home and start destroying your structure, they're also going to be pests because your home is your investment. So that is one way to look at the pest status of an organism, is where it is. So we need to think about that and identify if we need to do something in terms of management.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills.
Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.